And here we get to the crux of what Rosh Hashanah is all about. It's this expression, this desire, this hope, this prayer. Then, at that point, when you remove all the Mishal HaZadon, when all of evil iniquity has been removed from the world, then you, Hashem, will be totally revealed amongst all the inhabitants of the world. It will be obvious to everyone that you're the master. You're the only person that has any power, the only being that has any power. Everybody, all of humanity, will recognize Hashem's majesty and desire it as well. I'll call Malsecha over the Jewish people, all the nations of the world, and this is especially going to be revealed Al Hartzion Mishkan Kvedecha in the Beis Hamikdash, which is the main place where Hashem's Shechina is manifest. Yerushalayim Mirkodshecha, that will expand out to Yerushalayim, your holy city. Yerushalayim is Hashem's city. And we bring a pasuk to support this. Pasuk that we say daily in the Kedusha, Kakasa V'Divrei Kodshecha, Kakasa V'Divrei Kodshecha, as it says at the end of Tehillim, the Hashem will rule and His Shechina will be manifest in Tzion and Zion. Yimleich Hashem La'olam, that Hashem's Malchus, His kingship, to be revealed to all for all eternity. Elokeich Tzion, the omnipotent, all-powerful Master of the Universe, whose strength, whose presence is especially felt in Tzion. And that's where the main revelation of Hashem will take place. L'dar v'dar, for every generation, a revelation that will never stop. Hallelujah. Now, Jewish people, praise Hashem. We finish off this bracha, Kodesh Ata. You're separate, you're set, you're designated, special, dedicated to the world. You're totally, inherently special, special and holy. V'nayra Shemecha. And the revelation of the way that you rule the world will bring people to have awe of you. And it's so important to internalize this concept. There's no other power other than Hashem. As the pasuk says, we bring a pasuk to back all of this up. And when the master of everything, who rules over all the beings in the heavens and the earth, performs mishpat, acts of justice, he becomes elevated. V'hakel HaKadosh. And he, Hashem, who is strong and powerful with midas harachamim, and again, Kadosh, set aside from everything else in this world, Nikdash Bitztaka, becomes even more sanctified in that which we see he performs acts of righteousness to the Jewish people. We finish off our bracha in a way that we'll continue to do so through all the entire Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Baruch Ata Hashem, you're the source of everything, the master of the universe. Hamelech HaKadosh. Not just Hakel HaKadosh. Not just the holy, powerful being. You're the Melech, you're the King. The Holy King. A King like no other King. And in fact, it's through this Mishpat, through this justice that Hashem will administer to the world, it will be evident to everyone that Hashem is the King. Not abstract, not detached, present, involved in every detail of that which happens here. A melech. A king that gives and sustains and rules. Our job in Rosh Hashanah is to be mamlech Hashem, is to crown Hashem as King. So every time we reference Hashem as melech, it's time to fill ourselves with those ideas and crown him over ourselves.